VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is cutting short his visit to Paris to return home after an outbreak of violence in Gaza. It's unclear what set off the fighting, which Hamas says killed six Palestinians on Sunday. Hamas claims Israel launched an undercover operation into Gaza to hunt down a Hamas commander. It says Israel fired airstrikes as cover to let the Israelis get away. Israel has said the airstrikes were in response to rocket fire from Gaza. Fighting has broken out in the streets of Yemen's key port city Hodeidah between Iranian-backed Houthi rebels and Saudi-led coalition forces. A pro-Yemeni military official said Sunday the forces aim to, quote, purge the city of the rebels, who control the port where nearly all food, medicine, and other supplies for civilians are delivered. Humanitarian workers fear a disruption of those deliveries could mean mass starvation in a country that is already on the brink of famine. Reports say at least seven civilians have been killed in the street fighting. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman on Sunday that the U.S. will hold accountable all those involved in the killing of a dissident Saudi journalist. The killing of Jamal Khashoggi in Saudi Arabia's consulate in Istanbul and the war in Yemen, which has pushed that country to the brink of famine, are two of the main sources of strain in the decades-old alliance between the United States and Saudi Arabia. U.S.-backed Syrian fighters resumed their ground offensive Sunday against the Islamic State terrorist group. The offensive took place in the last territories that are controlled by the terrorists in eastern Syria. This is VOA News. President Trump on Sunday joined more than 100 world leaders at a ceremony in Paris to remember the fallen soldiers of World War I. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman was there.
Sunday's somber centenary ceremony under rainy skies featured cellist Yo-Yo Ma and singer Angelique Kidjo of the African nation of Benin. No soldier from the war is known to still be alive, but their voices were present through high school students reading a few of their letters written at the front on this day a century ago.
An outbreak of Ebola in the eastern region of the Democratic Republic of Congo has killed more than 200 people. The outbreak is in a conflict zone where dozens of armed groups operate. Aid agencies have been forced to suspend or slow their work on several occasions since the recent outbreak. The Indian Army says two of its soldiers were killed Sunday when Pakistani soldiers fired along the highly militarized de facto frontier that divides the disputed region of Kashmir between India and Pakistan. Pakistani soldiers on Sunday targeted a forward post along the line of control that divides Kashmir between the two rivals. The U.S. state of Florida is recounting millions of ballots using machines. The recount began Saturday and is to end on Thursday. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Republicans asked that all machines in Broward County be retested, and county officials agreed. The heavily Democratic county is one of two where Republicans have made allegations of possible ballot fraud. State elections and law enforcement officials say they have no evidence suggesting the allegations are true.
In Florida's election for the Senate, Republican Rick Scott has seen his lead decline over incumbent Democratic Senator Bill Nelson. In the gubernatorial contest, Republican Ron DeSantis' lead over Democrat Andrew Gillum has also been reduced. The two Florida contests, along with those for governor of Georgia and U.S. Senate in Arizona, are the most high-profile races still undecided after Tuesday's elections. Voters in the Kremlin-backed regions of eastern Ukraine voted Sunday for local government leaders. The elections have been denounced by Ukraine, the U.S., and the European Union. Firefighters in the large western U.S. state of California are dealing with killer fires. At least 23 people have been killed and dozens are missing. One of the fires has become the most destructive in state history and the third deadliest. Thousands of homes have been destroyed and more than 250,000 people have been forced to flee their homes throughout California. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.